Republican Matt Moers calls on Democrat Chris Pappas to condemn Bill Gates' dark money ads. By Jacob Bliss on December 2, 2021. New Hampshire's first congressional district candidate Republican Matt Moers on Thursday called on vulnerable Democrat Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, to condemn a television ad funded by billionaire Bill Gates' dark money organization, thanking the congressman for supporting the Democrats' radical spending packages. Moers, who was once a senior White House advisor, advising the Secretary of State to advance the America First agenda and issues such as religious freedom, immigration, the border, and more, said Pappas needs to condemn the new television ad that is being funded by Gates' dark money organization, Breakthrough Energy Action. The ad, funded by the billionaires group, directly thanks Pappas for his vote to pass the Democrats' disastrous $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which President Biden signed into law, and the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, also known as the Democrats' Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill, which was passed in the House on a near-party line vote, with one Democrat defector. The bill was considered the marquee legislation for Biden's legislative agenda and would ultimately increase taxes on the middle class, expand and prolong the effects of inflation, and simultaneously give billionaires, such as Gates, a tax cut. Bill Gates is running ads in New Hampshire as a thank you to Chris Pappas for his vote to cut taxes on the rich while raising them on the working class, Moers said in a statement to Breitbart News. This massive socialist spending bill will drive our country into further debt, increase inflation, and raise taxes on middle-class families, all while benefiting the wealthiest individuals like Bill Gates. While the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, revealed that week that Biden's marquee legislation would add $750 billion to the American deficit over 5 years, an analysis published by the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center found that taking into account all major tax provisions, roughly 20% to 30% of middle-income households would pay more in taxes in 2022. It is more clear than ever that Chris Pappas is putting special interests ahead of Granite Staters. Pappas should condemn Gates' spending on his behalf and ask that these ads be removed from air, Moers added. This comes after Moers slammed Pappas for his initial vote to pass Biden's marquee legislation. Pappas voted to abandon New Hampshire families. I will make sure that Chris Pappas pays for this with his job next November, Moers said at the time. Moers has been gaining momentum in recent months, according to internal polling data from the Moers campaign. The Republican leads the field with 34% from likely Republican primary voters in the district, 27 points ahead of his closest competitor. None of his Republican primary opponents received more than single digits in the poll, only two of them having more than 2%. After the deadline for the fundraising filing, Moers had outraised the vulnerable Democrat by nearly $80,000, meaning the Republican outraised the vulnerable incumbent's whole third-quarter fundraising after being in the race for 1 month. During an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, Moers said that when the Republicans win back the House of Representatives, it will immediately put a check on Biden's administration. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.